Blog Talk Radio.
Again, to come before you. We're working seriously trying to get our network up and running. Some of the time we run into these problems at the midday hour because of many people that's out in the link, out in the, on the network doing what they need to do. We are still working to get our Facebook level up, and we're going to keep on working till we can get to the point where we can be able to communicate with you and share fully. But we right now are live on Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Internet Talk Radio, along with Instagram. So you can check us out on Instagram for those people that's on Blog Talk Radio, and that's partnership with Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville number 10. You can check us out there. We're still in the process as I speak. I'm clicking on so many new opportunities, especially with Facebook, to get ourselves up running. We're going to have an awesome show today. So please, please take an opportunity. Just spend some time with us, because we're talking about making it do what it's due. God has been so good that he has blessed us that come alone and mighty long way to be here before you. This is a vision he gave to me back in 2017. It was the month of September, and he said, go out and take this vessel out in the community. Let it be spread all over the world. As you talk about issues people do not want to address in our community. And it's good to be able to have that opportunity to be able to do that. So it is truly a blessing. So I'm real excited about coming before you today, because we're going to have an awesome time, because we're going to follow up with our series. We're at series 10, when we're talking about how to prepare boys for a healthy relationship. We even went to the point to now working on helping overgrown boys and grown males or jokers to be grown men or kings. And that's what we want to put forth and talk about today. Now, we want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to offer your location or, at some point, your name. Then jump in and offer what you have to say about the topic we're talking about today. See, it is so good. It is so good to wake up this morning. I give God the praise, because he didn't have to wake you or me. We should be thankful. We should have said thank you, Lord, before we put our feet on the floor. If we don't, take this opportunity to say that, because he's been so good to us. He's been just that light that could keep us going. We're going through trying times through COVID-19. We're going through trying times through social justice. We're going through trying times with economic problems. We're going through trying times with financial problems, personally. So what we want to do is say, give thanks to our Lord and Savior. And that's what it's all about. See, everybody said, you always get on trying to preach to us. You know, I'm telling you one thing. God bless me while I can do that ministry. And so glad that I can share with you. No shame in my game, because I'm here to try to make things happen. And it's all about being able to share things with you that allow you to move forward. Thank each and every one of those individuals that I gave a wave to on Instagram. That is the route we'll be working and taking today. You got to understand, see, God is so good. He brought us from a mighty long way. So I'd like to give each and every one of you a shout out, because this is what it's all about. It's all about having a network, having an opportunity to kind of get your word out. See, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, is the, I feel personally, because we're heard in 18 countries, we're number one in the Internet Talk Radio. Now, I know people say, well, you're talking about Internet Talk Radio. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We need to make sure we have a avenue to get the word out. We're always going to be in agreement, but we're going to agree to disagree. Now, to be a part of this show, also, you can go to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Also, you have an opportunity to go back and check our shows out. We're going to do our best to make sure we, since we can't broadcast at this time, I'm trying to get this Facebook up and get it going, but sometimes we have challenges. But I'm going to make sure we still post the show. We're going to make sure we send the live broadcast over to Facebook so you can go back and click on the link and check it out. We're going to make sure you call in to that call-in number or go to the web link and check out show our on-demand episode. It is all about talking about and focusing on our neighborhood. See, Dr. Lo's show is the only real grassroots talk show that focus on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. So today we're going to talk about a few things. As I stated, you can connect with us through Instagram. That's the live feed today, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Let's go back and give a shout out and a holler out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville, Alabama. And that Instagram page is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, make a request. Follow them. They're doing some things. We are partnering. We are partners with them. WBSW is partnering with Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we thank them for allowing us to broadcast in this manner, allowing us to get it to you. And each and every one of you all is joining me. I'm so happy to have you as a part of this. And I'm sitting here trying to read some of the glaring names, but I make sure I get them at the end for sure. Some of them is glaring so that I can't see them like I need to see them. But I'm going to give you a shout-out. I'm giving you a shout-out because you took time to be a part of this. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking time. I can't hardly see the first name, but I can see the second. Gomar 1157. Remember the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated? I'll tell you, Gomar. And also, I can also see the Spartan 1989. Thank you for being able to have that vision. And I'm thinking I'm looking at the top name. If I get it wrong, it's because I got a deep glare. I'm trying to take the glare out. It looked like Shannon Monique, 83. Thank you, Shannon, for joining. And the many others that's trying to tag in, that's coming on Blog Talk Radio, I only see your number. Thank you so much. Let's get started with our show. But we want to do this by giving you outlets to contact us. The email for this show is WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, at gmail.com. You can tweet the show. You have a great opportunity to tweet us to WBSW_internet_talk_radio at The Smith Wave Production at Lorenza D. Smith 15. As I said on Instagram, you can check us out. And you have that opportunity at Lorenza D. Smith 15 at WBSW internet_radio. Then you can swing over to at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15 at Smith Way Production. So you have many ways to connect and be able to view us, check us out, communicate with this network. And we're so glad to have these options available to you. As I said earlier, WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. So we have a broad listening audience. We're so glad to be able to come before you. So we want to get our show started. We want you to be aware how you can communicate with us on Instagram. You have an opportunity. Yeah, you need to hit that box down there and ask a question, and I'll see it pop up as a question. Or you want to comment and leave your thoughts. Let me know how you feel. We want to know what you have to say about transforming grown males / jokers to grown men / kings part 2, which is a part of the series, which is series 10, dealing with how do we prepare boys for healthy relationships. And that's what it's all about. Make sure you call in 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I will get you on the line. You can chat with Dr. Lowe and we'll have an awesome time as we go through this format today. Let's get started. On my previous show, I talked about what a grown man and a king, in comparison to a grown male, overgrown boy, or joker. You have to ask yourself, what way can I, first of all, I have identified him as a grown male, as an overgrown boy, as a joker. I want to be a part of helping that person that's willing to be a grown man, a king. See, some people truly, truly believe that just because they have the physical attributes, they have the age requirement, that makes them a grown man. See, the thing about it, you are not even quite close to it when you display a characteristic behavior of a boy. You haven't grown up to be a man. You know, I was listening, and I'm researching all the time trying to hear exactly those individuals and what identifies to when we determine an individual to be grown. See, my dad always told me, God bless his soul, he transitioned back in June of 2020 during COVID-19. He transitioned to the heavens to look down upon us. And he always told me, he always would sit down and talk. I have three brothers. Actually, four brothers, two deceased and two living. And he would always sit down and share with us. And he always would share one thing with me. He said, son, you walk around here, you may pretend you're grown. He said, you ain't grown till you or hit the grown zone till you get 30. I could not understand that. But as I matured, maturated, and had children of my own and have sons, I could see what he was talking about. He was talking about the things that I go through when I get to be 20 through 29 is preparing me for what's going to happen to me when I become 30 and 40 and 50. It is a working process. It is not automatic because you say, I'm 21 now. And that goes back to Color Purple when it says, I'm 21 now. I'm grown. And I know what I'm doing. You know what? You don't know what you're doing. You have those tendencies to be self-centered, that you ain't grown. You have those tendencies to focus on me. You have those tendencies where you spend a whole lot of time worrying about what somebody done to you. So you begin to blame other people for why things are not going right with you. See, sometimes we get caught up in believing that just because we have the age, we have the tools, we're grown. But see, it takes some special things to be a grown man. It takes special things to be a king. See, if you want to be a king to the fullness, you have to make sure you have a very high level of mental, emotional, and spiritual, along with energetic drive. See, it's all about the drive that you got to have to be successful. See, a grown man, just remember, has very high level of mentality. See, he carries that, so when he walk into the room, he don't have to speak because people pay attention to him. See, a grown man command people attention because his reputation precedes him. His reputation that he's a good man. See, you know, you run across somebody that tell you he's a good man. he got those awesome qualities. He don't have to say much. But what you do, you realize I must seek when I have some concerns, some advice from that person, because that person is blessed with a wisdom. Everybody don't have that wisdom because they are a grown male, they are a joker, and they're an overgrown boy. See, a king respects himself. A grown man understands respect for himself and respect for others. See, a grown man listens to his wisdom. You know, we always talk about in life when we something, you know, about to happen, and you have what you call an intuition telling you, don't do that. Do that. What that is nothing but that internal part of that wisdom that God is manipulating inside of you, telling you, don't do that. See, when you put yourself in a situation where you don't listen, then you have to be seen as a person with a lack of wisdom. So we have to understand that. Now, our king and a grown man has a healthy sense of humor. See, a joker has the smile just like on Batman with his drawing on the Joker face. You don't know whether he's serious or not. He'll take you to an unknown journey. He'll bring uncertainty. He'll bring unpredictability into your life. Ask yourself. Ask yourself, do you want a grown man or you want a grown male? So understanding what a grown man and a king is makes me have to take time to talk about a grown male and a joker. See, this is something we covered in the other series, but we want to tie this into what the steps to transforming that grown male or that guy into a grown man. See, a grown male or joker think life is a party. You know the person you're around want to be partying like it's 1999. And I don't want to kind of put the finger on situation now, but we're going through a challenging time, going through a crisis, and people are upset because they can't party. People are upset because they can't do what they did in 2019. See, you've got to understand that if you can comprehend that we're talking about life and death. So it's important that we follow what they're saying in regards to health protocols. We got to make sure we wash our hands. We have to make sure we stay 6 feet. And if somebody walk up on you, just say, please, can I have my space? We got to make sure we wear our masks. We have to make sure, and I always said there was the most important one that's going to deteriorate and slow this, to spread it down, is stay at home. You ain't got to be partying everywhere. See, a grown male like a party. See, if you got one that like to party all the time, you got a problem because apparently you're not interested enough for him to stay at home, and he's not interested in you. See, he's always up for laughs. That's what a joker and a grown male is. He looks for approval from others because deep down, he harbors insecurity. He harbors that internalness where he's not comfortable with being a man. And what I mean by that is he's a boy in a man body. Ask yourself, is that your king that you want to have? Be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with me about your thoughts on being a grown male, a joker, an overgrown boy, or a grown man who's a king. So what are you looking for? These are just a few things I want to touch. But I want you to keep in mind when you're making a decision about, is he my king? This is something that's going to really set you free. See, a joker and a grown male is the bridge between the past and the future. See, once you recognize that he's a grown male and a joker, that's the present. Don't take him in the future with you. That's all you need to know. You need to remove him from your future by getting rid of him in the past. The present. You have to do that. See, a grown male is very unpredictable. How many times you've been in a relationship with somebody, they don't know whether they're going or coming, and they're a grown male. And they're a joker, and they're an overgrown boy, but they want to leave you. They'll tell you, I'm your king. See, I talked about the status and what needs to be thought about when they say they're your king. Do this person have a very high level of mental, emotional, spiritually, and energetically aspects? Do they have it? See, they're all about the finance. See, we got to forget about that. It's all about, is he has the mental ability to communicate with me. Do we have the emotional aspect to understand what I'm going through? You know, I had someone in my life tell me when I lost my family, my dad, my sister, my uncle, many of my friends, they wanted to say, well, I asked you how you doing. You say, you know, at that time, I was okay because I was being blessed in the morning to wake up. But by the afternoon, I might have a different tune. So you have to have somebody that is considerate of what's going on with you. See, they got to be emotional inclined to be with you. They have to be spiritually drawn so both of y'all can grow. Then they have to be energetic with energy to be committed to a successful life with you. See, we're talking about a life partner. Is that your king or is that your jokers? Just remember what you need to know. And now let's talk about moving that grown male to a grown man, putting him in the grown zone. See, this is what we're talking about, the grown zone. How are we going to transform him, Doc? Let me kind of give you some ideas how you can think about working on transforming him. What you have to do is, first of all, be able to communicate with that person. I'll just say that find out his purpose. It tells us in our information knowledge to help us in life find your purpose. See, everybody has a purpose. And we can't get caught up thinking that just because I become a man, have I fully transitioned into the state of mind requires purpose. I'm going to say that again. Becoming a man and fully transitioning into the state of mind requires purpose. See, you can't transition into successful grown zone, a successful grown zone, a grown man, unless you got a purpose. You ask him, what's your purpose? So you have to define, if he's not aware of his purpose, what you may have to do is define his purpose. And when you define his purpose, maybe he can walk away from you with the idea that I have some work to do. See, we want to transform him from a grown male, overgrown boy, joker, to a grown man or a king. See, this is one thing you just said, because everybody has to search themselves to find out what their purpose. See, purpose is defined as person's sense of resolve or determination. See, I don't need to look up nothing else. You don't have to look up nothing else. Purpose is defined as a person's sense of resolve. See, they can resolve problems by having a solution. See, and their determination is that I'm going to make sure we resolve this problem. We're going to resolve these issues that we have in our family. We're going to resolve these situations that we have in our community. See, a person that has purpose have a sense of resolving the issue. They don't blame nobody else. See, a boy blames everybody else for what happened. A grown man accepts responsibility. He knows that I got to resolve the issue because I'm here to provide. I'm here to protect. I'm here to be resourceful. I'm here to be determined. I have to have that determination to make sure my queen is successful. Sometimes it's going to get hard. You truly, truly going to say, I want to give up. But I'm going to tell you, if you got somebody that's a grown man or a king, if they tell you, we're going to resolve this and we'll determine, he has a purpose. He knows what he wants to do to make sure you're successful. Be active. See, if we want to move from the grown male to the grown man, they have to be active. They have to have an active lifestyle, which help achieve what they're trying to do. That's going to benefit the relationship. See, by having an active lifestyle, I don't mean out there trying to run 10, 11 women. That ain't nothing but a boy, a grown male. He falls in that category like the prince. See, he's a charmer, but got many women. Can't deal with one. So you have to be active in the process. You have, by being active and doing things, you increase your energy to be successful in that relationship. See, it also, by being active, provides you with a healthy sex drive. See, that's a part of human nature, part of life. Being active adds for more enjoyment in life, career, and your relationship. Being active is healthy bones, leads to healthy bones. Being active, fat loss. Being active, muscle gain. Being active in transforming from a grown male to a grown man brings you clarity and confidence. That's what it's all about. We want to take that step about being active. The next thing is take personal responsibility. See, if you're going to be a grown man and not a grown male, you have to take personal responsibility for things that happen. You can't continue to talk about, it's somebody else's fault. They're the reason why. See, you can't do that. You got to step out of that area that you blame people, because that's what boys do. They don't want to take their responsibility. As a grown man, you want to be responsible, not only for your actions, sometimes for things that occur around you. Let it become a state of mind that I'm responsible. One of our hashtags for our show is hashtag responsible. We was talking about the protocols of COVID-19. Be responsible to your family, because we're talking about neighborhood, block by block. We're talking about, are you responsible enough not to go to large crowds, not to be in even sometimes small crowds, not to be in these places that lack ventilation? And you know the places. I don't have to call them out. Sometimes your places of enjoyment, parties and all that, you can't be there. You got to be responsible. Set your bar high. See, a grown man sets his bar high. I'm trying to accomplish this goal. But he's going to communicate with his queen. I'm trying to accomplish this goal, but we're going to do this as we talk about it together. See, sometimes people don't want to do that. See, you have to also, after you set the bar high, learn to fail forward. Now, that's something that we need to understand. Just because you set that goal, you might not met that goal, but make sure if you don't meet it, you're still moving forward. That's not too hard and not too complicated. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll get you on the line so you can share your thoughts about exactly your feelings on a grown male versus a grown man. We want to also take this time that what we do in every show is talk about what we really, really consider is really important which is our Black History Moment. And I want to jump to that right now because it's so important that we do this for every show. We want to give a shout out, and I tell everybody on the when they're on the show that I truly will talk about my fraternity brothers who have made an impact in our culture. We want to give a shout out to this brother out of the state of Georgia, a graduate of Clark Atlanta University. He's one of the most well-known businessmen and millionaires in Atlanta, Russell Construction. Shout out to Brother Herman J. Russell of Lambda Sigma Chapter, Atlanta, Georgia. He's the founder and the CEO of H.J. Russell and Company Construction. Shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Brother Herman J. Russell out of Atlanta, Georgia. All right, let's kind of move forward with the rest of our ways to steps to be in the grown man zone, the king zone. See, a grown man take risks and create the life you want. See, that's what a grown man do. A boy wait on you to take the risk. What you have? A joker? A overgrown boy? A grown male? Or do you have a grown man? If he's willing to take the risk and create something better, because y'all agreed this is our goal, where we need to be, he's moving to the grown man zone. Develop an introspective practice that works for you. See, a grown man come up with an intro, something perspective in regards to how I'm going to handle this. Introspective. How I'm going to do this. And you see I'm swinging in my chair because it's all about thinking how I'm going to do this. And you got to know how to do it. You develop an introspective practice that works for you. You have to come up with something that works for you. You go into the grown zone. You become a grown man when you can develop introspective practice. Learn to authentically connect. That means learn to be genuine when you connect with people. Don't send your representative. Be a boy, joker, grown male, send his representative. Because like we said, when they show themselves, believe what you see and give them the gift of goodbye. That's what we ask you to do. They have to be authentic. If you're not connecting with them because they're not being honest, they're being deceitful. You know, I always tell this story when I'm from time to time talking. Individuals always tell them, I said, now we got these things that these guys, and I know the tricks of the trade, they ain't authentic. They come to the grill or the bar or the club, maybe dressed nice, and they roll up in there. The first thing they do, want to buy drinks or buy their drink, they pull out a wad. It might have $300 or $400 on it. And under there, it might have 50 women. That's not genuine. That's not honest. See, you're playing games. You're not genuine. You're not authentic. So learn to authentically connect. Be genuine when you connect with people. See, there are several things that we want to talk about a grown man have to do so they can take the steps to continue to be to the grown zone. Now, I'm saying this because this is what a grown man do. I want the grown males and jokers and the overgrown boys to hear this. Grown men is always clear about their intention. Say, ain't no muddy water there. I'm letting you know what my intent is. You're either going to go with it or you don't. It's easy for you to say, I don't want to go with that. Make your decision up front. A grown man take responsibility for their actions. Yeah, man, I busted, man. I blew it up. I didn't do well. So I'm going to take responsibility for my actions. Grown men discuss and want to be fair. See, a grown man discusses the situation. They don't go and get angry with people. They don't go off on people. They want to make a decision based on some kind of discussion. You don't put them down, and then you want to be fair. A grown man never humiliate, hurt, or abuse, but praise the queen's accomplishment, are not threatened by her achievements. That's a grown man. A grown man never go to bed angry, but always want to talk it out. A grown man wants to talk it out privately. See, a grown man, he don't want to get out in the street and everybody. He don't want to be at the party and going off and everything. See, a grown man want to, let's step to the side, let's talk about this. Because everybody shouldn't be in your business. The only way they can get in your business, you allow them to get in your business. You got to be careful about who you let in your business. My mom always tells me, be careful about who you let through the thresholds of your doors of faculty. Don't let everybody come in because it's hard to get them out. A grown man have an open mind toward learning and growing. So if you're in a relationship and that person not willing to learn new things and not willing to grow, then you need to give him a gift of goodbye. Yes, you said that's just one thing, but I gave you several. You ought to be able to understand that through the several I have given to you, it wouldn't take but one of them to let you know he ain't quite there yet. See the grown man you have, because you understand he have these things, but a grown man, a joker, we try to move him to a grown man. You try to say you do some of these things right here, you got to change. You got to be able to do that. A grown man appreciates everything about this queen. A grown man do not care too much about what his friends and family think of you, as long as you are happy together. So you can't be happy worrying about what your friend, well, man, I'm going to do that, man. And you stuck to the house. You ought to do what you want to do. Don't listen to that joker, because that's what he is. See, a grown man wants to make one woman happy. He ain't trying to make 10 happy. A grown man have the courage to have uncomfortable conversation. Let's talk. Let's agree to disagree. Grown men are rational. Those are the things that you need to know when you trying to see what's happening with your mate. Is he a king, a grown man, or is he a grown male joker, an overgrown boy? This is your chance to take some of these things and see can you help him to be that. But you know what? He has to take this route, and the decision got to be his. Just these things to help him move forward. See, in a relationship, and I'm going to tell you what's so important, a king, this is just remember this right here. A king, a grown man, has the best tools you need in the relationship. Self-aware, called self-awareness. And he's self-disciplined. Them the two things engulf all the characteristics for a healthy relationship. He has self-love. He's honest. He's trustworthy. He can communicate with you. He's willing. He's making an effort to be devoted. He's dedicated. Come on now. Those are the characteristics that if a young man that's a joker, a grown male, wants to be a grown man, he has to work on those characteristics. As we close out, we want to talk about one more thing. We got about 5 to 6 minutes. 5 differences between a grown man and a mature man. See, we're going to go on another realm now because we're going to go on another series because we're going to talk about it, but I'm just sharing some of the things with you right now. I'm going to go through them quickly, and then we're going to come back next Tuesday. Oh, we're going to have a ball because we're going to talk about a grown man and a mature man. See, the difference between a grown man and a mature man, he owns your mistakes, meaning that he owns his mistake and learns from him. See, nobody needs to tell you that we all make mistakes, because we do. Making mistakes is a part of life. In fact, type of mistake you have made and how you have handled them may be the most accurate indicator as to the quality of your character. See, we're going to make mistakes. Is how we deal with it. See, a mature man may just as many mistakes as anyone else. See, he makes just as many mistakes as anyone else. However, what goes along that the remarkable difference is that a mature man will recognize his mistakes as such and take exact measures to right any wrongs caused by his mistakes. You don't need to go any further with that one. Understand, owning your mistake and learning from them. The next thing, always stand for what is right, especially when it is the difficult, especially when it is the difficult thing to do. See, I want to just kind of go through them quickly and share, because a mature man, when he's able to stand up for what's right, will understand and learn from his mistakes. A great man will understand and learn from the mistakes of others and work actually toward righting any wrong perpetrated by others in his presence. See the difference there? And we're going to talk about that. We took it from a grown man to a mature man to a great man. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next show. Quickly, we got a few more we just want to talk about and just share with you. You know, in 5 differences between a grown man and a mature man is get lost. And what it means, seriously, get lost. Set aside time in your regular routine to get genuinely lost. See, go do something. Turn off your phone. Relax. Think about it. You know, so you can kind of put yourself in the right situation and the right frame of mind. See, a mature man do not settle into a singular understanding of himself and his surroundings. He's cultured. He's cultural and experienced. He's cultured and experienced. He speaks and acts honestly. He works towards something great, greater than yourself. He works towards something greater than yourself. See, he's all about doing the things that's right. We're going to talk about it on the next show. We're going to talk about now you have somebody that's a grown man. You want to now have a mature man. It's relationship transforming grown men into mature men. That's our next show. Thank you for definitely taking time to join us today. It's been awesome. God is so good. I want to give a shout out to those individuals that's joining us. And I'm going to try to stroll my stream down. We wave at Tay Pickett right quick. Shannon Monique, 83. Thank you, Shannon, so much for joining us. Also, we have GoMob 115, shell member of 586 of Attorney Incorporated. Thank you so much, GoMob, my friend. You also have Spartan 89. Then we also have Lete Pickett. Lete is truly, I tell her, a soldier. She's been called that, not because of service in the military, but our service in life. Going through challenging times, but she picks her body up. She lifts herself up and she goes at it. She don't waste time playing games. We'll give her credit for that. And she's the founder of Inspire to Inspire. See, you got to be inspired before you can inspire somebody else. So the name is fitting. She went through some challenging times and still working on the faith of God. She's working because no God got her. And she's went through a time where she was in a car accident and had some severe injuries to the point she was able to bounce back. So they called her soldier. She's now within 2 months. The newest member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated out of the Muscle Show alumni chapter. She's the deuce of the line. We want to give her a shout out. Keep on, Latay, inspiring, inspire to inspire. But I want to say inspire somebody to inspire somebody else. Keep on doing what you're doing because you inspire me. Thank you so much, Latay, and the rest of those individuals joining us. It's a shout out to each and every one of you as well, to all our listening audience all over the world. Thank you for taking time. Hashtag be responsible. Follow our protocol. Just because we have a vaccine, we still need you to follow the protocol. We want to make sure we're able to see 22 and do it in a manner in 22 that's a new norm. God bless each and every one of you. It's been awesome. Our other hashtag is keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understand. Hashtag is a mind thing. Hashtag one life matter. And then finally, hashtag WVSW, Internet Talk Radio. You have been listening to Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the number one grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. Check us out on Monday. We'll be back with Talking Real to You at 7:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We'll just focus on just plain old life issues. Come back Tuesday. We'll take up part one, truly, transforming grown men into mature men. And from being a mature man to a great man. We've had an awesome time. Thank you so much. I love you. I truly. Give your family member a call. Give them a hug, whether it's virtual or face-to-face. Tell them you love them. Because, see, God has been so good to us. See, we got to remember that God has smiled on us in so many ways. He keeps on smiling on us every day. So sometimes it makes us want to celebrate. It want to keep us happy. And that's what it's all about. Are you happy? See, sometimes you have to be strong. You can't give up. We got to keep pressing on. See, it don't get any easier, but it becomes an opportunity that we can make a difference. So if you don't know how to make a difference, just keep in mind that whatever you see, keep doing it. Keep doing it because the more you do it, you'll begin to understand where you are and where you're going. And it's all about making sure we all do that. So as we close it out, we're going to go back to one of these songs that we go through many struggles. There's a struggle to be a grown male, from being a boy to a grown man. It's been awesome. Thank you for joining us, team, listeners, watchers. See, you're truly a blessing. And I always leave this with everybody. It's important that I say this. I always throw my hands up and tell you I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. See, I'm saying it in a soft way right now when I put the L. I offer my heart and hopefully it make a difference in what I'm sharing with you. But as we close out, see, it's awesome. God is so good. He has blessed us to see another day and have another show, even though we had some challenges through our technologies with our Facebook. But you know what? God is good. He wanted the word to get out, and it did through Instagram and through Blog Talk Radio or WBSW. We're the voice of the Internet Talk Radio. We're number one. I just want to say this to you because it's from my heart. I love you, and there's a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening and a weekend. Take care of yourself. Be blessed and be safe.